Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Pleased to be joined once again by the superintendent at Ader Casey Guthrie Center School, Steve Smith. It's another start to the year, and that means a whole new set of students and a whole new set of experiences at the same building. So, Steve, as always, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, happy to be here and happy to take on any questions and comment on what we have going on for the year.
Absolutely. So, Steve, just kind of give us a general sense. Now the kids are back in school and the Guthrie County Fair is come and gone, so you're starting to get into more of that normalcy now with the schedule. Kind of tell us how it's going.
Yeah, after we've had 3 weeks, when we get to Friday, we'll have three short weeks. Then we'll get into our five-day weeks. But at this point, this school year feels so good. Kids are upbeat. Kids seem excited. There are teachers that are new, some that are veteran teachers that have come in, some that are first-year teachers, and all of them just seem so upbeat about education and about what they want to do and accomplish during the school year. So that's just exciting to start a year that way.
Couple of continuing processes that we're looking at here. The most important would be the superintendent search. Obviously, you're trying to stay as much out of it as possible and staying with the board, but just kind of give us an update, if you can, briefly on the timeline as to what we're looking at here.
Yeah, I believe yet this week the search firms will be laid out, and then the 12th of September, the two boards together will decide on a search firm that we'll start to work with them in the selection process. And then from that point, probably some of the dates are moving targets right now in terms of when they want to get certain things out and also when they want to make their final decision.
And the other one is you're continuing to form a safety plan, as is required now by the state of Iowa, that each school district form a school safety plan or procedure guidelines. Give us kind of a rundown on how that's going.
Yeah. James, that's actually coming from the department. It's a mandate from that all schools need to have something that will be acceptable from state standards. So our first meeting that we will take administrators and counselors to will be September 24th, I believe, and we'll really start putting and formulating a plan on that day.
Absolutely. So a couple of things going on there. Of course, there'll be more to discuss as the year gets running and rolling, including enrollment, which numbers are still kind of iffy at this point. But once that October day comes around, we'll get you all up to speed on that. And Steve, of course, the big thing is that this is your last year. We talked about the superintendent search, and we are now going to talk about your last year here at Ader Casey Guthrie Center. You started this interesting formation here with the whole grade sharing between the two districts, and you will be giving that to another individual here come 2019-2020. Do you have any goals or any objectives in your final year here?
Well, clearly, we want to see this continue. In year three, as we begin with that whole grade sharing, it feels good. Again, kids have signed up for classes. They like the classes that they're taking. We're able to offer some high-level courses for kids and high-interest-level courses that I believe keeps our student body engaged and also provides them with good opportunities for them to move on into their next transition in education or life. The other part, I guess, as we move on through this year is keeping in mind that we want our curriculum, we want our content to always be challenging and improving. And with our principals and curriculum director, it's very evident that we're still all on the same page to improve what we have. We think we have good stuff and we have great kids, but we also know that we can provide more and support more, and that will be a big goal of ours.
Does it feel any different, Steve, this being the last year to this being any other year?
To me, it doesn't feel different. Some people are trying to make it feel different to me right now in terms of asking me lots of questions, but just my internal clock right now is that it's another school year, and it's a typical school year for me, and that's the way I want to approach that. And as we move along, I can't tell you what I'll feel like in May, but right now I feel like this is just almost like year one when I started 24 years ago.
And we've talked about this earlier, but we've had some new staff members come into the building in addition to those new students that always come into the building. How have they adjusted here in the first few weeks?
Boy, our new staff seem to have taken a hold very quickly. They ask questions. They get engaged and are with students. They feel like they belong, like they've been here for years, and they just want to help us move along as well.
Steve, anything else you want to mention to our listeners at Raccoon Valley Radio?
No, it's exciting times in education. They're changing things that are changing, but honestly, our kids today are very bright, and in order for us to keep up with them, we have to make it a goal to always challenge them and be part of their lives in all that they do.
And once again, that's Ader Casey Guthrie Center Superintendent Steve Smith joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. And we'll be following the superintendent search all the way until we have selected, or not we, but the districts have selected a new superintendent. And we'll give you all the dates and all the updates on that. And, of course, we're home as well for Ader Casey Guthrie Center Athletics. So if you want the latest updates, go to raccoonvalleyradio.com. Steve, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, James. It's a pleasure.
And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.